ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
Hello everyone, my name is Avneet and today on phone line joining us is Professor Toby Coates. Professor Coates, as per the report, there were 129 cases of overseas transplants documented in your study. Why do you think Australians are now looking at third world countries, particularly India, when it comes to organ donors?
I think the concern or the major issue here is that people are not aware of the excellent results that we have in our own country and the increasing total numbers of organ transplants that are actually happening here. And so some people, because of a lack of information, particularly in perhaps people who've come from India, might think that they wouldn't get equal access or quick access to a transplant through the conventional system that's here in Australia. So as a consequence of that, they're looking overseas as potential options. And we know this because they've been raising this as a possibility with their caring doctors. And so when we undertook this research, I was astounded to discover that nearly two-thirds of all doctors involved in transplantation in the Australian New Zealand Society of Nephrology and the Transplantation Society of Australia and New Zealand, two-thirds of them had spoken to their patients about travelling overseas to get a transplant. I was even more surprised when about 50% of people had actually taken care of somebody in the past who had actually travelled overseas for the purpose of getting an organ transplant. So we know when we looked at the demographics of the people that were doing this, about 90% of them were people that were born overseas, not necessarily born in Australia. And to be fair to this process, sometimes travelling back to India is the appropriate thing to do because it may be a family member who's giving the kidney and clearly, or giving the organ, and clearly doing that close to their own support networks back in India would be the most appropriate way for that transplant to occur. And that's a perfectly legitimate reason to go and have a transplant overseas in somewhere like India, for example. But the ones that we're really concerned about is when people are travelling overseas for the purpose of getting an organ, but it's not genetically related or not a legitimate transplant to be performed. And in those situations, that's exploitation of the people in India, who are usually poor people who are having this done. It's often done in places that don't necessarily adhere to the very highest medical standards. And we know that there's excellent medical facilities in India, world-class, first-rate, excellent facilities. But generally, these transplants are not necessarily performed in those facilities. And the third thing I think that's really important is that people really do need to know that the system here will take care of them in a perfectly ethical and legal manner. If they're fit to have a transplant, then they would be fit to have a transplant here in Australia. And there really isn't any advantage to travelling overseas and undertaking what is essentially a risky procedure that might harm themselves and potentially harm their donor. And in fact, under Australian law, actually an illegal procedure as well. So for all of those reasons, I think we really need to be addressing education in our populations to let people know that organ transplantation is certainly well and truly available here within the country, and that there's no need to be travelling overseas to undertake this practice.
You've touched upon the fact that, you know, people might go to their native countries because if they might have genetically related donors. But then do you think finance is also a major reason that people return to their native countries?
I'm really glad you raised that because under the all transplant procedures in Australia are free. It is covered by, it's a Medicare reimbursed procedure, so there are no out-of-pocket costs for anyone to have an organ transplant here in Australia. Now, if you travel to India, that's not the case. So you would, in fact, be paying for the cost of the hospital, the procedures, and the drugs up front if you go to India to have this done. So there's a major cost disincentive for transplantation to have that occur overseas.
So what's driving people to look at overseas or probably third world countries like India, China, Pakistan, Bangladesh? Can we assume that Australia is facing a shortage of donors?
Well, no. The reality is that Australia actually isn't facing a shortage of organ donors. In fact, the organ donor numbers continue to increase year by year by year. It's true that obviously we have more demand than organ donors that we have, but the important point is that that with time people will actually get access to an organ. It's a matter of waiting. It's a matter of waiting. They will get access to an organ through the legitimate system that's provided here. So what you're touching on is people may feel that they can, if you like, jump the queue by heading overseas and paying for an organ. And I guess the major concerns about this is the quality, potential quality of the organ that they may be getting back, potential infectious complications that they may get from organs from donors that have not necessarily been screened appropriately, bearing in mind that often the people that are giving their kidneys may be people from prisons or that sort of environment that are being compelled to give this. So it's not necessarily, it's not an altruistic gift.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke about infections and length. What sort of infections are a common occurrence when, you know, people go to India, for instance, for transplants?
On the basis of our survey, the sort of infections that people come with are generally opportunistic viral infections, mm-hmm, and opportunistic fungal infections. So the typical infections that people will come back with will be difficult to treat viruses such as cytomegalovirus, or certainly for some cases we have seen the human immunodeficiency virus, that's HIV, being contracted from an organ from overseas, fungal infections, difficult to treat fungal infections. And I think one of the things that really concerns me the most, because of the overuse of antibiotics in parts of the world, in particular in India and Sri Lanka and Pakistan, is the multiply resistant enterococcuses. So these are urinary tract infections, which, if they're multi-resistant, gives us very, very little option. We don't have any drugs to treat people when they get back, and they can die or become extremely sick.
I can safely assume that you think that, you know, Australians heading to third world countries is definitely an unhealthy trend. But what can be done to curtail this?
Yes, I do. I think, and that's why I'm very glad to do this interview. I think it's information. It's the more that we talk about this and make people aware of the downsides of doing this in comparison to having an organ transplant at home, the better informed people, they'll make the most sensible choice, which is not to undertake this practice.
Professor Coates, before I let you go, there's one basic question that I think every listener would want to know. Once you diagnose with the problem, once you know that, you know, you're at a stage where you need a donor, what do we have to do?
Well, your doctor, any doctor, would know that if you have significant advanced kidney failure, then a referral to a kidney specialist is appropriate. And every specialist kidney doctor in Australia has been trained in transplantation. That's part of how our system actually works. And they would then be able to put that person in contact with a transplanting unit. And once that happens, once a referral for transplant has been made, how it works is people are evaluated, looked at, and if they're medically fit to have a transplant, and there are some things that, you know, the risk of transplantation is too great for the individual person, but if they are medically fit to have a transplant, then they complete a series of tests and then would go onto a transplant waiting list around the country at any of the transplant centres. So it's it's a well-described pathway. It works very well. It's very effective at delivering organ transplants, and the organ transplant donors are going up significantly thanks to the fantastic work of the Organ and Tissue Authority. The numbers of donors are increasing. The future is actually very bright, and there is certainly no need for anybody to travel overseas.
Thank you so much, Professor Coates, for speaking with us and giving us your valuable insight.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।